The stories and photos on the pages of Nostalgia Magazine show glimpses of life in the Inland Northwest from years gone by. From home life, school days, and the workplace, you can relive a style of life that we all loved and cherished. Call today to subscribe, 443-3678, or visit us online at nostalgiamagazine.net. Nostalgia Magazine, ageless stories, ageless photos.
Welcome to Ministry Connections with your host, Anthony Carollo. Here, we create focused discussions with Spokane area Christian ministries doing essential work in our communities. It's where we love to share the work God is doing in our area.
Hello there. This is Anthony Carollo with Ministry Connections and also the director of the Greater Spokane Association of Evangelicals. I'm sitting here today with Sean Stevenson. He's the director of Life Services of Spokane. Welcome, Sean.
Good to be here.
Thank you for joining us. Sean, tell us a little bit about, just kind of give us the brief rundown of what Life Services is.
Well, we are an organization that in many ways is a bridge from the churches in our community to our community for any women who are facing an unplanned pregnancy or their the men in that situation or the families involved. We come alongside those that are facing an unplanned pregnancy through a number of ways, one being our iChoice pregnancy healthcare clinics, where women can come and have pregnancy tests, ultrasounds, other first-term prenatal care taken care of. And the second is our maternity home. Mm. Located over on Ash, we're able to house women who make that choice to continue their pregnancy to mother or to adopt their baby, and we can be that network of support when they don't have a network of support. In addition, we offer post-abortion support for women who have a past abortion that they are needing help to process that and receive healing.
Sure.
From that. And the last thing we do, we call it iThrive, and it is just our goal to empower the churches in our community to be able to step up and contribute to helping with this whole issue of unplanned or unexpected pregnancies in our community.
So, Sean, this is unplanned pregnancies are often, I think, maybe not addressed well within the church or within the body of Christ. Is it more common than we think?
You know, it really is. Most statistics point to the reality that 1 in 3 women, inside or outside of the church, 1 in 3 women have chosen an abortion. And in when faced with that very difficult dilemma of an unexpected or unplanned pregnancy. And even within our own ministry, we realize that there are women who didn't feel like the church was a safe place to really let people in on their situation.
Sure.
And so we try to help come alongside the church and be a bridge for the church to help in many ways do what the church sometimes is unable to do, or empower the church to do what sometimes it's challenging the church to be able to do, to come alongside these women and be able to be a support for them when in that time of crisis, that time of need.
Yeah. Yeah, I know lots of pastors and churches certainly support Life Services, but it's not something you commonly hear addressed from the pulpit. You don't see on a church website. I mean, I can't think of any church website in Spokane that I've been to that says, are you pregnant and need help? You know, it's just not something that the church commonly addresses from an administrative standpoint or a ministerial missional standpoint, other than writing a check.
Yeah, right? For sure. You know, in my own pastoral ministry, I do think it's a conversation that the church sometimes struggles with finding the right words. And our goal is to come alongside and say, we may not agree on all of the details of this situation, but we can agree on the fact that we believe that God supports life,
right.
And God is
amen.
Reaching through the church to create a culture of life. And so we try to start from that place and create an environment where we're really trying to establish the reality that we're largely about what we're for more than what we're against.
Sure.
And we're for these women who find themselves in these situations. We're for these unborn children who deserve the opportunity to experience life, and and whether it's through adoption or providing that network of support for mothers to be able to parent that child themselves, we see that as our niche in the whole pro-life movement of which just really focusing on the woman and her child.
Good. So tell me a little bit about the maternity home. I know you guys have some new maternity home house parents.
Yeah. Right?
I shouldn't say new. They've been there for a while.
They've been there a while. Richard and Denise Queen. And, you know, we met Richard and Denise and we went through the whole interview process. And after we'd hired them, they have a big family of their own. And before we'd even opened the home for women to come and live with them, they had a gathering of their own family, and many of their kids were there and their grandkids were there. And it was a picture of a little bit of controlled chaos. And I walked in and I smiled and I had the thought, they've got this. The maternity home environment is a place where we're meeting these women where they are, and all of them have a unique story. There's no common narrative between all of them. And Richard and Denise have just really hit the ground running and have been able to come alongside the women. We quickly went from no women in the home to six women in the home. We're now at five.
Wow.
And recently celebrated our first birth since I've been there.
Good.
In the maternity home.
Amen. Great.
A little boy. And that's been a blessing to all of us.
So tell me, how does a gal qualify for the maternity home? I mean, what's the need that you're filling? And tell me how that works.
Yeah. So we receive referrals from a number of different places, sometimes from our own iChoice clinics. We have a woman come in and just... We realize they just do not have a network of support to be able to carry through with their intention to have this baby. So that happens. Other times we actually receive referrals from the community, even through our own DSHS agencies. We are a licensed foster care home and foster care placement home, in addition to being a licensed care group home, licensed group home. And then we work with a series of host homes. So in addition to the maternity home where we have six rooms, we have about a half a dozen families who have partnered with us and have gone through all of the licensure requirements to be foster care homes themselves. And then we're a foster care placement agency. So we can place underage women or adult women into those homes. And oftentimes they'll have their baby in the maternity home, and then we'll help transition them into a host home after their baby's born within a few months. So we get referrals from a lot of different sources, and sometimes they're local, sometimes they're outside of the Spokane County area. Most of the time they're Northwest connections.
So you mentioned having a baby just a moment ago.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that. How does a gal that comes to you who has no resources, no support, or maybe I should say very little,
right?
Or has some degree. How does she pay for the birth?
Yeah.
Because an abortion is probably, I don't even know, free or a couple hundred bucks. I mean, I don't know what it is, but
you know, it's actually several hundred dollars.
Sure.
But probably realistically, in the economics of it, is probably still less expensive.
But there's plenty of resources out there.
But there's plenty of resources out there.
Right.
And the reality is that, say what you want about the Affordable Care Act, it is easier than ever for us to help women find that support to be able to get the medical care they need in preparing to have that child. And then also when the baby comes and the actual birth. So we're always looking for opportunities. Now, we are 100% privately funded as a ministry.
Sure.
But when there are resources available to our residents through DSHS and other social agencies, we're helping them maneuver that system and get the support that's available to them. And nevertheless, we always appreciate any support that folks give, because there's always a whole lot more than you think of. One of the concerns that this new mother has for the long term is diapers.
Sure.
And she's just realizing, wow, this is going to cost a lot of money.
Right.
And so, you know, we're always looking for folks who say, you know, I can help with that. And there's many, many opportunities to join with us in supporting those women.
So I'm going to take advantage of that conversation for a moment and just say, if you'd like to donate, you can do that at lifeservices.org.
For sure.
Online.
Yeah.
And you can certainly connect with Sean or any one of their staff and find out more about how to do that. And diapers. I mean, do you have other needs within the organization as the facility aside from diapers?
Yeah. What we try to do is if we meet someone who's interested in partnering with us, we try to find something that really connects with what they're passionate about. We have a need for food.
Sure.
We're feeding these six women, and food is expensive, and so we're looking for that. We're looking for baby items. We're looking for maternity clothes. Hmm. One specific need that we often don't have enough of is pack and plays or the portable crib
playpen kind of
thing.
Good.
And so in addition to just financing the ministry, it's incredibly expensive to operate a maternity home.
Sure.
And all of the support staff and the facilities, you know, there's a number of different ways, and we try to work with folks who want to partner with us to find that something that really connects with what they're passionate about, but also fits within our needs in the context of our ministry.
Good. Well, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Sean Stevenson.
Congratulations! You found where Spokane Talks online. Tell your friends.
Here's a simple way to stay connected on the go. Join KHQ on Facebook and Twitter and be a part of the conversation. Just like KHQ Local News on Facebook or follow us on Twitter before your next stop. Experience why more people follow KHQ Local News than any other station in the Inland Northwest. Be the first to know about breaking news, weather, and all the stories creating a social media swirl. Sign up, sound off, stay connected. KHQ Local News, right now.
Have you seen those ads promising low-interest loans? What they don't tell you is you need the credit score of the Prince of Wales to qualify. What's the big deal about credit scores? From the moment you apply for your first phone, National Credit Bureaus begin scoring your financial activity to measure how risky it would be to issue you a credit card, rent you an apartment, or hire you for a job. Learn what determines your credit score and how you can improve it at the STCU Money Blog. Visit www.stcumoney.org for help making great choices with your money every day.
Every Friday in the Spokesman Review and 24/7 on the web and your mobile.
What to do, where to go, 24/7.
Spokane7.com, powered by the Spokesman Review.
This is Anthony Carollo with Ministry Connections, welcoming you back with Sean Stevenson from Life Services. Sean, you have a couple of events coming up that I want to make sure our listeners hear about before we touch on anything else.
Yeah. We primarily right now, it's a save the date request. The first one is for our area pastors. We're really wanting to connect with lead pastors and youth pastors in our area churches. It's a partner event with Life Services and another ministry in town called Project 619. They're focusing on sexual integrity, and I think you actually talked to Jason the other day.
We did. Yep.
That's and right. And the bottom line is that Jason and I are partnering together to meet with pastors on October 22nd. We're going to do a breakfast and a lunch that day at two different times to try to connect with as many folks as we can and just let them know more about Life Services and how we can partner with them in their congregations. It's one of the things that is such a rewarding part of Life Services is seeing the body of Christ at work and
Amen. The
different combinations of gifts that come together and allow us to just do more than the sum of our parts.
Yeah, that's right. You know, I'm passionate about that.
Yeah, yeah. And then the second event is coming up in November. It's our annual breakfast, our annual dessert. And this year we're excited to have our keynote speaker be Dr. Bruce Wilkinson. And,
oh, good.
He is sometimes known for his book, The Prayer of Jabez. He also developed the Walk Through the Bible ministry.
Right.
But in recent years, he just has developed a huge passion for pregnancy resource ministries around the nation. And we're excited about joining with him as he talks about really connecting with the next generation.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the focus of the event, rescuing the next generation.
Good.
Both of those events, if you want more information, just check out our website, lifeservices.org.
Great.
And info@lifeservices.org.
Good. Let's talk about a question that's probably on a lot of listeners' minds, Planned Parenthood.
Yeah.
How necessary, I mean, the talk you hear is that, you know, Planned Parenthood is necessary.
Right.
And I don't know that that's true.
So yeah, you know, some of our team, we were talking about this even just today, that the reality is that if you look at the healthcare availability now in the year 2015, especially in light of the Affordable Care Act, again, whatever you think about the Affordable Care Act, the bottom line is that healthcare is a lot more available. And there are a number, almost tenfold, even in our own community, of just full service healthcare clinics that are able to provide medical support for women in pregnancy and also before pregnancy. And, you know, I think the reality, as some have pointed out, is that if a Planned Parenthood is defunded, there's going to be plenty of opportunities for quality health care, look past the part that we at Life Services play in our own pregnancy health care clinics. And so, you know, I think the other part of it, as the videos have been making the rounds on the internet and social media, it has awakened in our culture, bringing back abortion and life issues to the forefront of the conversation.
Absolutely true.
And even just last week, we had our orientation meeting for new potential volunteers. And we had we actually had to turn people away. We had so many new people interested.
Wow.
We had to push people back into September because we were at capacity. And as I went around the room talking with the folks who were gathered there, and I was asking, you know, what brought you to this orientation? What's your interest in serving with Life Services? And the number one answer that night was, you know, this Planned Parenthood thing has just really caused me to rethink.
Yep.
How I am engaging this issue.
Yep.
One lady said,
"That's great to hear.
You know, this has been an intellectual conversation for me, and I am recognizing that I need to do something about it."
Wow.
And so, the thing that is exciting is to see folks for whom, if you were to ask them, "Yeah, I'm pro-life. That's who I am." They're beginning to ask themselves the question, what does that actually mean?
Sure.
In my daily life and activities and what I'm engaging in. And
yeah.
And we're excited to see a number of folks saying, we see what you're doing at Life Services giving us a tangible way of saying, you know, I'm not just talking about this issue of right. abortion and being pro-life, I'm actually investing in doing something about it.
And let me say, my wife and I have been supporters for as long as Life Services has been in existence. So we're monthly contributors. It's been probably the same amount for 20 years, but we feel so strongly about your ministry and about saving those babies. It's just
thank you.
Yeah,
thank
it's just
you.
An amazing ministry.
It,
so
it is the reality for us that we couldn't do what we do without folks like you and the many others who faithfully make that monthly contribution
yeah.
that allow us to keep doing what we do, keeping the clinics open, operating the mobile clinic, which is another thing we haven't even talked about. And so we're very appreciative to you and all the thousands of people in our community
sure.
that make it possible for us to do what
and,
we do.
And you know, I don't say that to get kudos. I say that to encourage our listeners
for
to
sure.
contribute to Life
appreciate
Services.
It.
So let's talk about the mobile clinic.
Where
is it parked and what does it offer compared to the main office or the main operation?
You know, we're actually able to offer almost all the same services in our mobile unit. It's an RV that we've converted into a waiting room and an exam room. And right now, we've got a new location that's been very successful for us out in Spokane Valley. It's actually in the parking lot of East Point Church and the Paul Mitchell
Hair Design
School there.
Good.
And it's been a great place for us to connect with folks in the valley. It's roughly in the corner of Sullivan and Sprague. And we're out there 2 days a week right now. And we are continually looking the best way to use that mobile unit. And even now we're having a conversation about returning the mobile unit back to the pad across from Planned Parenthood there on Indiana. Just recognize that it was a very effective location for us, and we're having that conversation right now. We're also had this past several months a clinic on Ruby on the Salvation Army campus.
Oh, right.
And that again is part of the conversation in the mobile versus Ruby, and we just the mobile clinic has been an amazing tool for us. We love the fact that it's just kind of a mobile billboard reminding people that we're here
yeah.
and we're making a difference, and we're thankful for all those folks that have made that possible.
So for a young gal, let me back up and say, what's your most common demographic age group? College age, high school age?
You know, college age as of late. We think it's important for us to be equipped to handle any minors that come our way. And most recently, the women in the maternity home, two were 17 when we met them and have turned 18 since we met them. But we needed to have all of our ducks in a row to be able to work with minors. And so... The average right now is that kind of 17 or 18 to 24 age group
sure.
that are coming to our pregnancy clinics and also the maternity home.
So tell me, as we get toward closing the discussion, tell me what a young gal can find at Life Services in terms of services. I mean, what draws her there?
You know, our iChoice name is really geared to connect with the community. Sometimes I've got to explain to folks that understand Life Services, the iChoice is really about informed choices. We realize that any woman who finds herself pregnant that's unplanned or unexpected has a choice to make. And we want to position ourselves to be a safe place for them to come and find all the information they need to help them make that decision.
So ultrasound and...
Ultrasound is a part of that. Abortion facts is a part of that. Pregnancy facts is a part of that. So a big part of that informed choices is just information. But the second part of that is just advocacy. We train our volunteers to just be able to step into the world that woman is in. And be able to come alongside them and help them as they make that that decision. And ultimately, sometimes those women don't choose to continue that pregnancy, But we still have had that opportunity to speak into that decision and plant the seeds of grace and hope. And many times when they find out they're pregnant, they have an ultrasound, they get the facts that they're seeking, they do change their mind. They do choose and to carry that pregnancy.
So you have prenatal care, you have nurses on staff. Mm-hmm. Do you have a doctor?
We have a doctor that's kind of behind the scenes supporting all of that. And we also have a nurse practitioner who focuses on women's health, who's there once a week.
Good.
Is able to do that full service first trimester care.
So you can walk through that whole process with that gal.
Yep.
Good.
And then after the first trimester, we're working to get them established with an OB-GYN in town that's going to be able to help walk with them.
Good. Good. Well, thank you, Sean, for joining us today. And I would add or remind our listeners, you can donate online to Life Services at lifeservices.org. And if you'd like to support this program, you can do that at gsae.net. And also supporting our sponsors is a big help to us. Thank you so much for joining us today, Sean.
Thanks again for the opportunity.
Appreciate your work.
Ministry Connections is produced in Spokane, Washington by SpokaneTalksOnline.com, which is solely responsible for its content. Ask a question, recommend a guest, and hear this program again online anytime at SpokaneTalksOnline.com. We thank you for listening.
To report unflinchingly and in-depth news, sports, and weather. 10 additional pages of entertainment every Friday in 7. Twice a week coverage of all things outdoors. At the table, on the go, in the moment, for as little as $1 a week. The Spokesman Review keeps you connected to the community whenever and wherever you choose. Your trusted partner for stories that matter for 131 years and counting. Visit spokesman.com and subscribe to the experience.